You'd have to have an underground shelter. We don't fortunately have tornadoes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now in the morning when you put on your makeup, you look in the
mirror.
And Dorothy said there's no place like
home.
And you sweep up with the
broom.
And out back, do you have a little cemented area where people can sit?
Yes.
What do you call that?
The patio.
Okay. What if it was in the front?
Front porch.
What do you actually have here in the front? You don't really have a porch.
Not a porch where we have a couple of chairs out there, but it's a stoop or a landing or a, not much.
Okay.
3 feet deep, probably. 6 feet deep.
Yeah, stoop was what I was thinking it would be called.
Stoop.
Exactly. Now, a window dressing that you pull down and it rolls back up.
Window shade.
Okay. And your central...
Or blind.
Same thing. Okay. And the central heating unit is called the...
The central heating unit? Furnace.
And if we lived in a place with bad blizzards, we'd have to have what kind of windows?
Double paned.
Okay.
Winterized.
Okay. And if you had a second story on your house, you'd have to go up the...
Stairs.
And all the objects in these rooms are collectively known as... They're basically what?
Possessions.
Like tables and chairs. And
furniture.
And a big piece of furniture that a lot of people can sit on is called a...
Couch.
Okay. Now, a piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers to keep your socks in it is called a...
Cabinet or a bureau or a chest of drawers.
Okay. And how about something lower that has a couple of drawers and a mirror, and a woman would use it?
Commode and mirror are...
Well, something that you'd sit down at and...
Oh, vanity?
Yeah.
But that's the old-fashioned. And I don't have very many of those, man.
Oh.
You mean the tiered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of an antique, a collectible.
Okay, okay. Let's see, to carry water around outside, you would use something with a handle called a...
Just a minute. I don't know why I'm having trouble with that. A tub or basin or...
Yeah, something like a tub. What could a tub be made out of?
Aluminum or iron, wrought iron, let's see.
Would a tub be big?
A tub would be big. You're thinking of a bucket?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm gonna have to shut that a little bit, I think.
Okay, yeah, then we get that.
Okay. Now, buckets can be made out of what kind of materials?
Tin, plastic, aluminum.
And when you wash dishes by hand, you have to use a cloth. You call that a...
I washcloth.
It would be it would be the same as a sponge,
but
instead of a sponge, it would be a cloth. So,
a dish rag.
And to dry the dishes, you'd use
dishcloth.
Okay. Now, people dry themselves off with what?
Towels.
Okay.